Good evening, everyone. This is Moondance with me, and...
Submissive.
And we would like to welcome you to our little entertainment for this evening. We have been told on many occasions that our voices were so rich and full and fruity that the two of us could read the phone book and make people weak in the knees. Well, we intend to put that theory to the test tonight, and we are indeed, aren't we, Sub, going to read the phone book. Which phone book do you have for us?
Oh, I was able to find, let me see what the official title is. This is the McGill University, which is in Canada, the Downtown Campus Index.
Very Apologies to any Canadians out there if we get the pronunciation of the names wrong. We will try our best, but bear in mind we're trying to make these people sound as desirable as we possibly can. Ladies first, Sub, would you like to start us off?
Absolutely. All right, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to read from the bookstore section. You know, I like to read, so. You can reach the general manager, Mr. Jason Kack, at extension 6909.
Sorry, I'm just biting my lip there. No puns intended, but that was a wonderful delivery of that gentleman's name. And I will move on now to the office of the dean. So I have to put my best professorial voice on here. And it is Dawson Hall, room 207. The office of the general inquiries and information may be found at 4212, and that is the dean's office, if you wish to contact the dean.
Okay. We have, back at the bookstore, the senior accounting clerk, who is Ms. Gloria Samozewski, I think is how you would pronounce that. Samozewski. Ms. Samozewski can be reached at 3940.
That was wonderfully read. Absolutely wonderfully read. And I have here the administrative coordinator for the Faculty of Arts, who is Andrea Larocque. who may be contacted on 1894. Andrea.
Okay.
Your turn, sir. This is degenerating rapidly, isn't it?
All right, I will raise you one course materials manager, Mr. Patrick McGovern, and he can be reached at 7240.
Oh, that sent shivers down my spine. Say zero again.
Zero.
Oh. And how does one follow that? Well, obviously with the network technician, Mr. Mark Grant, who can be found at 5812.
Oh my. What was he? He was a network manager? Network technician.
He is the network technician, Mark Grant.
Network technicians really get my motor running.
It must be those steel-toed cap boots and the hard hat that he wears. With his utility belt.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew you were into uniform then. We'll find something else on the page now.
Well, it was a secret. I guess it's not a secret anymore.
So, how does one find that then, sir?
Let's see. I have to find a name I can pronounce. Okay, I have a trade book manager. That's Ms. Kimberly Stevenson. Yeah. And Ms. Stevenson can be reached day or night at 8356.
Oh dear, day or night, I can reach the Stevenson. Is that near the Office of Student Affairs? Well, for all general inquiries and information, you can contact the administrative assistant, Jennifer Belfo, on 4208. It doesn't say whether or not she's available 24 hours a day, but I'm sure arrangements could be made.
Oh, must be. Moon, I have to tell you too, the way you say eight is delicious.
Shall I say eight again for you?
Okay. Just a couple more here for you. I have the events administrator. Do you have any events you want to plan?
Oh, several, yes.
That's Ms. Anna Stein. And Ms. Stein can be reached at 3222.
Oh, 222. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's like the sound of a cane on sensuous skin. 222. Well, I have here somebody with a wonderful name, patient services coordinator for sports medicine. If you have a sports injury and you need some tender ministrations, you can always find Miss Lisa LaChapelle on 7007. That is a wonderful name. I'll say that again. LaChapelle.
Okay, Mr. Moon, if you've got any books you'd like to special order, I can think of a few. You'd want to reach out to Suzanne Gagnon-Elpy, and Ms. Gagnon-Elpy can be reached at 3657.
3657. I just love the way that you say 3657.
3657. Ou peut-être 3657.
Sub. You know what French does to me. That is the language of love. How do I follow that? Well, my French is absolute pants, but I shall attempt. With the administrative coordinator for student affairs. They really do seem to have an awful lot of student affairs going on at this university.
Naughty Canadian.
Absolutely. The French Language Centre. Ms. Maria Vassile, administrative coordinator on 6564. I can't say that in French because my is six, cinq, six, quatre. There we go. Thank you. Some of my French is better than that, but most of what I can speak in French is unrepeatable in polite company.
Oh, you get an A for effort. Okay. How about one more? I've got a purchaser here, Mr. Brian Rossert. And Mr. Rossert is at 5133.
Sounds delightful. I would like to make his acquaintance. And finally then, the final one, I have the head coach of the hockey team, the Redmond hockey team, who can be reached at 7006. And her name is Kelly Nobes. At least I hope it's pronounced Nobes and not what I think it is. It could be pronounced Nobs, but there we are.
For Kelly.
Which would be very unfortunate for all concerned. That was absolutely delightfully read, I must say so. I hope some of our listeners are weak at the knees now and just itching to read their own version of the film. Shall we move on to Craigslist? And we have chosen the San Francisco Bay Area, haven't we?
We have.
Indeed, because there are some fascinating things that are on sale right now in San Francisco. If you ever make it to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair and have a copy of Craigslist on your iPad. It could lead to some very interesting times. Goodness me, what I've already found there. But
oh, you're cheating. You're looking ahead. All right, I'm going to start clicking here.
The rules are simple, aren't they? We have not seen these in advance. We are picking something from one of the sections for each other to read. And we are going to attempt our very best to sell these particular items in the most sexy way that we possibly can. So, ladies first again, would you like to go or would you like to pick one for me?
Oh, I think I'd like to pick one for you. Okay, I'm in the for sale section in furniture.
Shall we go with the upholstered panel bedroom?
I think we probably should.
Okay, there we go. So, I have this Odette upholstered panel bedroom set. Four-piece champagne. A bargain at $1,199. Bay Area home delivery. Elegantly designed in the modern traditional style. The Home Glance Odette bedroom collection will stand as an example of your preference for timeless sophistication. High-polished nickel hardware adds an elegant touch to the case pieces, as does the mirrored door panels of the dresser. Imagine what you could do with mirrored panels in your... The headboard features a centre-mounted, and all that centre-mounting going on in front of the mirrored panels. Padded platinum die-cast vinyl-covered panels with nail head trim. Oh, nails and heads, that just doesn't bear thinking about. Creating a thoroughly modern twist, and you have those modern twists, is the pearlized champagne finish for this classic look. Oh, I want one.
Well, yeah, I'm sold. Where do I sign?
Well, let's see what we can find for you now, and I hope we're going to find the right thing. We'll be in the for sale again, and when we're in for sale, we'll look at, how about antiques?
Ooh. I do like older things.
You're just saying that to get me interested, so I... Right, well, on the front page, I have an old-growth redwood antique hutch. Do you have that one?
I have it. I do. Perfect. It's very nice looking. Okay, I have an old-growth redwood antique hutch and armoire. And it's apparently from the Benicia Arsenal Commandant's Quarters, whatever that means. It uses square stamped nails, circa 1870. Wow, that's antique. Ooh, it's made from a large, one-piece, old-growth redwood plank.
Ooh, the way you say plank.
Plank. the size is 88 by 44.5 by 19.
That's pretty extensive.
It is. Yikes. There's lots of burl and super fine old growth grain. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter, sub. It sounds wonderful.
The crown is 50 inches. It's unrestored. And this is a heritage piece and a part of history. So, if you'd like to be a part of history, you should text Dan.
Yes. Let's text Dan, shall we?
And there's no price listed, so I guess, you know, it's a surprise.
Text Dan for a surprise. Dan, the antique man. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, what? How can you follow that? I mean, that's a piece of history.
I know. All right, I'm looking here.
Something well matured and aged, seasoned, more experienced. That 50-inch girth. Oh.
Okay. All right. So, in for sale. In video games, I see, it was posted today, it's a few down. There's a 250 gigabyte SATA hard drive for the Nintendo Wii.
Ah, I've got it. There we are. A cheeky little number. The 250 gigabyte SAT. I have no idea about anything in terms of video gaming. Beyond that, I used to play Space Invaders and Pac-Man. But we will see what we can do to sell this wonderful item. To connect to your Wi-Fi console, use a USB connector. You need to have a 3.5-inch SAT to USB adapter or an enclosure. If you have one, use it. Sorry, I have to say that one again. If you have one, use it. For the drive, the adapter, see my other listings. To use this hard drive... To use this hard drive, you have to have your console modded. This allows you to play Wii and the GameCube games at the hard drive, as well as play a lot of emulators. This is not terribly complicated, but not a simple and straightforward process either. No, it's not a simple and straightforward process reading it. If you feel... You're reading as well, aren't you? You know what's coming next.
I'm sorry.
Take a deep breath, Moon. Ah. If you feel comfortable, you can try and do it on your own. I can send a guide that will be helpful when you modify your console. You just need to be very careful. I would always advocate safe gaming. Feel free to ask any questions, he says. Well, that's an offer you can't refuse.
I have many, many questions.
Like, yeah, yes, and how big is your adapter?
I want to hear more about your hard drive.
It's a hard drive. Oh, gosh. Right, we'd better move on swiftly. Again, in the for sale section, we'll look at what's always good for a laugh. Musical instruments is always good for a laugh. So we have here various musical instruments. We've got to try and find the one that looks the strangest. Scrolling down, for you, sub, let's find you a grand piano. It's down the page a little bit. A Wurlitzer 6'1" grand piano with free delivery.
I see it. Oh, it's actually beautiful.
I'll bet you would play that to perfection.
When I was growing up, we had a grand piano that looked kind of like this. I'm feeling wistful right now.
Don't worry, wistful is a great, great feeling to be, especially when you're staring at a grand piano that reflects in the light like that. Look at that wood. That's so smooth, so sheen like satin.
That's beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna stop eye fucking the piano and I will.
I'll read this for you.
I've never heard of that before. I didn't realize you could do that.
Oh, yes, you can. Okay, all right, here. Okay, so as Moondance mentioned, there's free delivery. It's a 6-foot-1-inch grand piano for $5,500. It's beautiful, as I mentioned, about 8,000 times. This grand piano is a Wurlitzer model, G461, made in Korea by Young Chang.
Sorry, is that opposed? Is that as opposed to old Chang?
I don't know. We'd have to. Maybe we can text Dan and ask him. it has a nice sound and a deep, rich bass, and it comes with a humidifier installed underneath. Oh, it's just been tuned and regulated. And it comes with free delivery to your house, but no stairs. And tuning after delivery. Oh, if interested, please call.
Oh, I can think of a million ways to deliver something on that piano. That was, I can't take my mind off those legs. They are just, there are three of them to begin with. Start, would you? Well, pound is one to follow that. Goodness me. Pianos are such sexy instruments, aren't they? I mean, you can't do that much with a ukulele, but a piano you can, especially if it's all 6'1" of it.
All right. I'm going to try to find you something to read under services. I think you've got several services you can provide.
I provide many services.
Let's go under lessons. Let's
see. The possibilities are endless, yeah.
Okay, speaking of the ukulele, if you scroll down a bit, there's some fun ukulele lessons.
Ah, I have them here at a place called Concord in Pleasant Hill. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Fearless Music Studios. There we are. This looks pretty professional, I must say. And it begins very, very cheerfully. It says, my name is Jeff. I'm the instructor at Fearless Female. I'm sorry. I'll start that again. Hello, my name is Jeff. I'm the instructor at Fearless Fingers. Have you or someone you know been wanting to learn to play the ukulele? Well, now's the time to take the plunge. My ukulele, the ukulele as well. It's a fun instrument to learn. In the first few lessons, we'll cover tuning, chords, strumming, melody playing, proper finger technique, and so much more. I teach at the student's pace. I will supplement the lessons with learning songs that you want to play. I teach out of a lesson studio located in Pleasant Hills and have a 5-star rating on Yelp.
I bet you do.
I offer my students the opportunity to play at recitals. It doesn't say what they'll be playing, but they'll be playing at recitals. I hold recitals several times a year, and they're held at various local locations, probably by appointment only. I've attached some photos from past recitals. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Thanks for looking, Jeff. Oh, no, sorry, comma there. Thanks for looking, Jeff. There we go.
Very nice.
Well, Jeff, I'm sure you've got a few new customers because of that reading.
Oh, absolutely. People that want to learn proper finger technique.
Let's stay on that page, shall we? Because I've just spotted something from the ukulele lessons. We have Vive la France, French classes and French tutor.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, they've got a little family picture there. Very nice. Okay. All right. My name is Paul Dominique. I am originally from Marseille, France, and I have been living in San Francisco since 1996. I have a massage degree for hospitals. Not sure what that has to do with French lessons, but I have a massage degree.
I'm sold already.
Oh, and I love everything having to do with the body and the mind.
Oh, wow.
I'm also very interested in the history of my home area, Marseille. Land of the ancient Greeks and Romans. My classes are natural, fun, creative, and I make sure to provide the needs of my students.
Oh, I have many needs.
Everyone is unique, and I accommodate each student in their path.
Mm-hmm, I'll bet you do.
I like to teach French in a comfortable and positive energy. You will know new and old French songs, watch French movies, go on field trips to enjoy French arts, French cheese, French wine, French kissing. Oh, wait, that wasn't there. Oh, wow, this ad keeps going. I did not realize that. There's so much more I could have read. They're advertising painting classes in the post-impressionist style.
And specialities as well.
So it's $45 an hour for private teaching in my office. I also charge $45 an hour on Skype.
Really? That's quite reasonable.
And it's $120 for the day for up to 10 students.
He can accommodate 10 students in a day. That's pretty good going, actually. I hope he has plenty of time to rest in between.
Okay, I think I've done about enough with that one. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to find you something good. Oh, maybe I'll find you a job. Let's see what I can find over here. Okay, in the legal and paralegal section, I think it's the very first one, a legal secretary.
I have a legal secretary there, yes. I think I would make an extremely good legal secretary, but I might be looking for a legal secretary. As long as she's legal, I don't mind. Let's see. Very busy law firm in Brentwood is seeking a full-time legal secretary with strong written and verbal communication skills, and the ability to successfully carry out a variety of clerical duties with minimal supervision. Showing strong organizational skills, detail-orientated, and ethical standards are a must. Oh, that's a pity. Prior law office experience is required. Duties include processing documents, interaction with the courts. I quite like that. Use of software system. Plenty of client interaction. A position that requires organization and the ability to follow written procedures. You will follow my written procedures. Interested candidates should submit an email including educational background and employment history, as well as wage requirements. we offer full benefits. I'm sold. I think I would definitely like a secretary with those requirements.
Yes, I would like to submit
your resume.
My resume.
Plenty of experience with client interaction before.
Oh, you know.
So, let's see if I can find you a job in. So,
okay.
Oh, here we are. This is an interesting one, I think. Right. So, we're under media now. So, jobs and media. I've got a new job for you then, sir. We're looking under jobs and media. And scrolling down the page, we have... Oh, I like the sound of this. On December the 20th, a game studio is looking for an amazing Flash animator.
I know so very much about Flash. Okay.
Isn't he the savior of the universe?
I know he's the thing that crashes my computer all the time. Okay. All right. This, let's see. Okay. We're a small company doing big things. And we're looking for an animator to join our talented team of artists. This person will be working on 2D character animations and must have experience using Adobe Animate, as well as Photoshop and Illustrator, to help us put a dent in the mobile game universe. Exclamation point. The art team at Blackstorm is pretty unique compared to other companies. We work on a wide variety of projects, with varying styles and game mechanics. So you'll be able to explore different genres and learn new techniques.
I always want to learn new techniques. So.
Never stop learning. An ideal candidate can take ownership over a game and do whatever it takes to create games that clearly stand out in the back.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Okay, requirements. Expert knowledge of Flash is required. The ability to adapt to different art and animation styles. Knowledge of optimization techniques when working within memory constraints. Excellent team player with strong interpersonal skills. A bonus would be 3D experience and UI experience, which, yes, clearly that would be a bonus. They're located in Mountain View, right off the Caltrain, in the heart of the Castro Street restaurant corridor. Wow. Sounds convenient.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely sold.
Yeah. Oh my, daily catered lunch and team dinners. I want to work here. Game night and other fun company events. Free yoga classes.
Free yoga classes?
All right. Yeah. And 100% healthcare premiums, which, I mean, yeah, I live in the United States, so sign me up.
And unlimited vacation. What does that mean?
Unlimited vacation?
And I haven't got to work, you're fired.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to apply for this one, or submit for this one.
Oh, yes, unlimited. Right. What have you got for me then?
Okay. I think, you know, it's probably just about time to wrap things up. And so I'm going to find you a personal ad. Just one to end the day. And I think I'm going to go to Missed Connections. Because, yes, in my experience, this is my favorite part of Craigslist. And I'll find you an M for W to read so we can click into there. Oh, I've got the perfect one. I need a minute.
As long as you don't give me Victoria's Secret, girl.
No, I want you to read from December 29th, The Cat While I'm Gone.
Oh, yes, there we go then. The Cat While I'm Gone, and Why Was. That makes no grammatical sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
But we are a M for W here. So The Cat While I'm Gone, I'll be taking a short road trip and wanted to know if there is any way I could get you to check in on the orange one. He would, of course, love it. And I'm not thrilled about any other options. It would just be a matter of popping in for a little bit. Maybe brush him. Check his food. You know how he gets his water, so just don't close it on 2, maybe 3 days. It could be arranged so you don't even have to look at his face you hate so much and only see the one you love, Kitty. Also, I'm sure you will say I'm losing it, but I have pictures. What was your dad doing on Soquel in the night of December the 10th? He seemed to be looking for you. Just curious, because it kind of threw me. I wouldn't have believed it, but I said hi to him and heard his voice while he was talking into his phone, and that was him. Anyway, please find some way to get back in touch. Back to me in either case. There must be a way that you can stomach it. What is this?
I really don't know.
Who is the orange one?
The orange one. Check in on the orange one, please. Check in on the orange love one. It.
And brush him a bit and check his food. But you won't have to look at his face that you hate so much. And what was her dad doing on the 10th of December?
I don't know.
He has pictures.
Good God. Oh, it says, do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Don't worry, buddy. I'm not going to contact you.
We won't. So, did you want one more then?
I think one more.
Well, in that case, I will give you a missed connections. We'll stay on the same page. And we'll find a woman for man. There's one further on. Oh, would you like to read a poem?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, it's on the 28th of December. I once thought I saw my soul's reflection.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is, I once thought I saw my soul's reflection. Some people you only see once, then they disappear. That's how you should have been. But I saw you again and again and again. Fuck you. Because I know it was real. I know it was real. I know it was real. My tears are real. I looked up and it was you. It should have been you. Now I'm lovesick and blue. Lovesick and blue.
Quite sad, wasn't it?
That was upsetting. I want to go back to the guy looking for someone to watch The Orange Cat. Hang on.
Yeah. Baby, don't deny us this is an interesting one. Or I'm infatuated with you, T-Man. Best car sex T-Man. Ever. Or he's back, ladies, and he still smells good.
There's one called Reusable Bags. I'm going to click that and read that no matter what it says. Cause who titles the post Reusable Bags? Oh, it's from... Wait, let me look at the date. Reusable Bags is from December 28th. Yesterday. Well, it's a short one. Let me read it to you. We met at the market. You were behind me. No, wait, let me start that again. Oh, you were behind me in line. And we chatted about making dinner. Our dishes would go quite well together. Maybe we can do dinner sometime. You were making spare rib quesadillas. Tell me what I was making.
Well, if she doesn't know what she was making, she so it has to tell her. You've got no idea.
I'm not sure what reusable bags has to do with any of that, but I do want spare rib quesadillas now. It's lunchtime here.
Yes. What are they? I mean, not spare ribs. What are quesadillas?
What's a quesadilla?
Yes. What? We're talking someone who's eating a jammy dodger at the moment.
Right. You did have to explain to me what that was at some point. So I will take pity on you. A quesadilla is, it's like a soft flour tortilla. And there's usually cheese in between, and then like whatever you want. This is spare rib quesadillas, so probably spare rib and like peppers and onions, just, you know, whatever you want, really, you can throw in. It's like grilled, yeah.
It beats spotted dick and jam roly-poly.
I don't have any response to that.
They're puddings.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We name our puddings in a variety of erotic manner in this country to bring out hilarity at dinner parties. Or it's the kind of thing that used to be given at school meals, spotted dick and jam roly-poly with custard that was so thick you could stand your spoon up in it.
Okay. I just ate peanut butter and jelly every day. What a boring childhood.
So, I think we have come to an end of Craigslist then. Shall we wish our listeners, or shall we wish our listener, probably the only one who's still there, good night from, it's good night from me.
Good afternoon from me. I'm going to go have some spare rib quesadillas. I guess, thanks for listening.
And thank you for staying with us for this long, and we hope you enjoyed it. Good evening to everybody.
Okay, bye.